as we discussed in the halachos of Kiddush, so holding away the Kiddush of the day. We're talking a lot about the halachos of Kiddush at night. Kiddush in the morning is interesting. The mitzvah of Zochas Yom Shalat Zekatshe, we explained, was to announce, to speak out, to establish that today is Shabbos. Chazal added to that mitzvah that also Shabbos morning, to give cheshivas to the Seuda, we make Kiddush. It's an union of covet for the Seuda. That's why before one makes Kiddush, the table should be set, ready for the Seuda, or for the Mezainis. It should be done in a covetic way. And that's the idea of the mitzvah of Kiddush Shabbos morning, which is to be mechabe the Kiddush of the day. Now, the truth is, Kiddush of the morning, of Shabbos morning, is really only the bracha of Bar Pei Gafen alone. The Gemara calls it Kiddush Rabbah, but it's the bracha alone of Bar Pei Gafen that is the whole Kiddush. Later on, they added on psukim, and so it's a different minhagim of which psukim to say, to the extent that there are some that start with Akim Berach and others have tainas against that because you're starting a milva pasuk and we don't split psukim in nif. But there are different minhagim to the psukim that are said. Even though it's only Bayer Pia Goffin, and normally by Berachas and Nehenin, when they have a bracha, you're making a mezainis, you're making a shakal on something. So we normally say that each person who's eating the food should make his own bracha. Ravia, since it's been done for the chiyuv of Kiddush, one could be might see others with the Bar Pei Gafen of Kiddush. There is a famous briskarov where he held that since the whole Kiddush is just the bracha alone of Bar Pei Gafen, and you would make that anytime you drink wine. During the week also, if I drink wine, I make a Bar Pei Gafen. So in what way does the ones that are listening to Kiddush become part of Kiddush? So he felt that besides hearing the bracha, I mean, yeah, it's with the bracha, everyone should also drink something from the wine of the Kiddush. But the general minig is that the Olam is mekel, that one does not need to drink, there's no chiv to drink from the Kiddush wine. There may be a mitzvah to drink from the wine, but there's no chiv to drink from the Kiddush wine. What comes up Shabbos morning is two nekudas. One nekudas that is the din of Kiddush b'makim suda. The Kiddush has to be followed by a suda. So what's considered a suda? What's considered a suda? Is it only if we sit and we go and we wash our bread and we have a meal? Or it's even if we'll eat mezainis. This is a big machlekes yishayim, machlekes apayskim. Friday night in general, we're not mekel. We dafke make Kiddush before the Suda on bread, because Kiddush by Friday night may be a Daraisa. So we're more machlik. Kiddush in the morning, which is for sure Drabanan. Therefore, the Tzibur, many people are Mekel, that will make Kiddush with Mezainis. According to the Sheet, we'll rely on the Sheet that Mezainis is enough for Suda. However, when they sit down to the meal afterwards with the washing, it's brought down in the Mishabur that one should make Kiddush again to make the Shita of bread. Another issue that comes up where some are more makel in Kiddush in the morning is when there's no wine, or there is wine but it's hard to get to it. So the halacha really is that you need to look for wine. If there's wine in the city, you need to find the wine in the city. If you can get wine or grape juice, That's what the Kiddush should be made on. If there's no wine, so make it on the chalas. Whether to make it on whiskey or these other drinks is a big question. If you're allowed to. And the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that as long as there's wine around, you're not allowed to. However, again, Friday night, you won't find people being mekel in that, because Kiddush Friday night is a deraisa. Shabbos morning, you'll find that there are those that make all in making Kiddush on whiskey, even though there's wine right in front of them. However, only those that it's the minig or there, our Rapshitz chassid over here, and those that come from those groups that had that minig that they would make on whiskey, even though there's wine, they could do it. But others should not rely on that. They should have kiddush made on wine or grape juice. I think with this we conclude with the halachas of kiddush. Just one more point, that there's a Rambam that's mashman that there's kiddush also by the third Suda, by Shal Shudis. However, the general minig is not like that, but the Mishmur does bring down a minig that in Shal Shudis to drink a revius of wine or grape juice. But again, those that have that minig have it. Others do not need to be makbid on it. And everyone should they have a wonderful Shabbos. No, you drink a Malay Lugman. It's awesome.